All right, good afternoon, everyone. So we're going to start with two more machlokesim in the Mishnayos and the Gemara that highlight the discrepancy or the dichotomy that we saw last week about the difference between defining the Isurei Shabbos as distinct Shemos Isser, as opposed to saying that there's one general Shem Klali for all Amitas Malachos, one general Isser. So the first machlokes that hammers this home is the machlokes about Lav Shebechlalos. Generally, we have a klal in halacha of Im Lokin, a Lav Shebechlalos. You don't get malchus for certain kinds of lavin. So one of them is a Lav Shema Maisa, another one is a Lav Anita Klase, and a final one is Lav Shebechlalos. When you have lavin that join together different things. Now, there are really two different kinds of Lav Shebechlalos. There's one kind of Lav Shebechlalos where you have one Isser, which is Kolel in Yanim Shonim. So, for example, Losochal Al Adam. So, Losochal Al Adam includes Isurim that aren't really related to each other, but are all derived from the same source. So that's Lav Kolel Dvarim Shonim, not really related. On the other side of the spectrum, you have a Lav Shebechlalos, which is a lav that really has one iser, but it has no distinct tzura. So, for example, we said lifnei evil l'sitein mechshol. Okay, so there's no distinct maisa or tzura of how you're supposed to violate lifnei evil l'sitein mechshol. It's a general prohibition about confusing people or giving them etza sheino hogenes lahem, but there's no specific mode of violation. Those are two different categories of Lav Shebechlalos. Now, we explained, is there one unifying theme for all these different Lavin, Shein, Behem, Malkis, or are they different, are there different Svaros for each one? Meaning, Ein Lokin Alav Shein Bo Maisa. Ein Lokin Alav Anita Klase. So, is there one rationale for, let's say, those two combined with Lav Shebechlalos? Or are there distinct rationales for each one? So, what we suggested in Shir, based off something we worked on in Psachim, is that maybe the idea is that whenever a lav has a de-emphasized maisa, so you're not going to get malchus. Because what it shows you is that the actual mode of violation is insignificant. So when you have, let's say, a constellation of lavin that are all subsumed under one title, so that tells you that they're all subsumed under this one general heading, but the specific tzura of each one is insignificant. So lifnei evel sitein michshol, that's a lav shebuchlalos. Because we don't care about the particular maisa. A lav anita klase, we don't care about the particular maisa. Vaharaya, it can be fixed. A lav shein bo maisa, of course we don't care about the maisa because it never has a maisa in the first place. So that was our suggestion as to why you don't get malchus for lav shebechlalos. So the shaila that we shown him raised is, well, how come you get malchus for lav of los nasa kol malacha on Yom Tov? That's clear from Gemara Sanhedrin, from a Gemara in Makos, it's clear from a Gemara in Beitza. The Gemara has a case where you do a certain malacha, you do a certain action, and you're chayiv multiple malchus. So you see you get malchus for los nasa kol malacha of Yom Tov. Isn't it a lav shebechlalos? Right, isn't it one lav that combines all 39 or 38 or 37 different isurim? So Tosfos in Sanhedrin suggests that no. When it comes to the lav of malacha on Yom Tov, so it's kol meleches avoda. Mashma kol malacha shehi avoda. So Torah is not giving you a constellation isur for a number of different dinim. The Torah is telling you there are separate isurim of meleches Yom Tov. Kol malacha shehi avoda. But each one is really asur bifnei atzma. So according to Tosos, it's not a Lav Shebechlalos, because whereas a Lav Shebechlalos in general has one unified theme, over here, each Malach on Yom Tov is a distinct entity. The Ramban in his Shorashim to Sefer HaMitzvos of the Rambam, so the Ramban also discusses the distinction between Lav Shebechlalos in general and what appears to be a Lav Shebechlalos of Malachas Yom Tov, and the Ramban says the exact opposite. The Ramban says that when it comes to Malachas Yom Tov, you have one unified theme of Isser Malacha. So how do we account for the different positions of the Ramban versus Tosa? So one suggestion is what we've been discussing until now, that they argue about the character of Isser Malacha, at least on Yom Tov. According to Tosos, they're distinct Isurim. According to the Ramban, there's one general Isser of Los Asa Kol Malacha. Alternatively, you could say that the Ramban and Tosos aren't arguing about the nature of Malacha. They're simply contrasting the Lav Shebechlalos, or what appears to be a Lav Shebechlalos of Isser Malacha on Yom Tov, with one distinct model of Lav Shebechlalos. So Tosos is comparing the Isra of Melacha with the Isra of Avodah Zarah Kedarka. So there are multiple ways of violating Isra Avodah Zarah Kedarka. Megapef, Menashek. Right? And the idea is that the Torah says Losa Avdeim, don't do Avodah Zarah. And the Torah doesn't care about the particular Tzura, because the Torah is telling you, however the non-Jews violate their Avodah Zarah, you can't do that. But the Torah is not machshiv, the particular mode of violation, because it's not a halachic entity. The Torah is just saying, it's a variable shame. Right? So whatever they do, you don't do. So with respect to that amorphous lav, so the Isra Melacha of Yom Tov is very defined, because it has distinct Tzuros. Don't write, don't cut. The Ramban, on the other hand, is contrasting the Isra Melacha on Yom Tov with a different model of lav shebuchlalos. Dahainu, the Isra Avodah Zarah Kedarka Vishalo Kedarka. That the Isra Avodah Zarah combines different and independent Isurim. So, for example, the Torah tells you don't be Ovid Avodah Zarah the way the non-Jews are Ovid Avodah Zarah, but also don't be Ovid Avodah Zarah the way you're supposed to do the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. So those are different. The way you do the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash is very defined. There's Zvika, there's Akhtara, there's Zvicha. So you can't do those definite Tzuros, or those definite Maisim, in the context of Avodah Zarah. Okay, so relative to the defined Tzuros of Isra Avodah Zarah, Shalo Kedarka, so then the Malachos of Shabbos are Shem Echad. Relative to that defined category, where you have particular Tzuros, so the Isra Malach of Yom Tov is just a generic blanket coverage for all the Yisurim. So we have two different ways of accounting for this Machlokas. Either it's Machlokas about the nature of Malacha, or they agree about the nature of Malacha. It's just a question of what you're contrasting it with. Are you contrasting it with the amorphous Lav Shebuchlalos? Are you contrasting it with the particular Tzuros of Lav Shebuchlalos?
I mean, either way, they definitely are arguing about the nature of Lav Shebuchlalos, right?
Doesn't seem like they're arguing here about the nature of Lav Shebuchlalos.
I mean, because if they don't have Machlokas for Lav Shebuchlalos, like if the Ramban held Tosis model of Lav Shebuchlalos, what we're saying Tosis model is Lav Shebuchlalos, it wouldn't make any sense, right?
I'm saying we just have Tosis as one comparison. And Tosis is comparing it with a particular model of Lav Shebuchlalos. I mean, if Tosis doesn't hold the other model of Lav Shebuchlalos, we don't know from this context. So that's one topic. Yes, sir.
I just wanted to clarify what the specific Sura of Avodah Zarah that the Ramban was saying is, would be saying is.
So, for example, you're not allowed to do things to Avodah Zarah. You're not allowed to do things that you do in the Beis HaMikdash, Avodah Hashem, for Avodah Zarah.
Right.
So, those things are all usher in the context of Avodah Zarah as well.
Okay.
So, you can't do, let's say, Haktara, because you're in the Beis HaMikdash. So, that's a very defined Sura.
So the Ramban would be saying Shabbos isn't, or Yom Tov rather, isn't as defined as that?
Right. With respect to saying that, look, Isra Avodah Zarah combines A, all these Tzuros of Avodah Zapnim, right? Where each one is like a separate Maisa Avodah Hashem. So relative to that breakdown of categories, so Yontif is more unified. So another important issue about assessing each Malacha versus the general Klali Shem Malacha is the Gemara in the Mishnah in Krisos. Here you have machlokas in the Mishnah, but whether or not, in order to be chayav achatas, do you need a yediyah of the particular chait, or is it sufficient that you have a yediyah that you did a ma'isa avera? So here we explain very nicely that part of the machayav of a karban chatas, or part of your ability to bring a chatas, is that you have recognition of the avera that was done. So if you just know in general that you did an avera, that's not enough of a kapar, that's not enough of an impetus for the Torah to allow you to have kapara. You have to know exactly what avera you did that you're bringing a karban for. Otherwise, your karban is ineffective. We mentioned also there's machlokas in the Rishonim in the beginning of Amitzia. Let's say you're machish, the two edim who told you that you did an avera. So is it sufficient that objectively there's a yediyah that you did an avera? So two edim say you were machal Shabbos b'shogeg, and you say no, I wasn't. So do you have the ability to machish to edim with respect to your idea of chiyuvei chataos? So the more you assume that it's some sort of hakara sachet, then maybe you would say that an objective idea al yidei shnei edim is not enough to mechayev chataos. You need a recognition on your behalf that you did it. An objective halachic idea that's informed by two edim with your akhasha is not sufficient. Maybe that's part of this discussion, whether or not you see the idea sachet as being part of, or the idea of Avera as being part of the kapara which allows you to bring a karvan chatas. What's relevant for our discussion is, let's say you just know in general that you did a malacha on Shabbos, but you're not sure which malacha you did. So is knowing that you did a malacha of Shabbos considered yidiyas achet? So from the Mishnah itself in Krisos, it seems like there's machlokas tanaim about whether that's considered yidiyas achet. So it's very nice that takes a side on our discussion that we had earlier. What's interesting is that when the Rambam quotes these halachos, the Rambam in Shkagos and Perakei halacha beis, so there the Rambam paskins that you don't need a yidiya on the guf ha'avera, or the guf on which the avera was done. So for example, you don't have to know which nida you're boel in order to be chayav achatas for boel nida. But the Rambam doesn't mention, when the Rambam talks about yidiyas shem ha'avera, the Rambam doesn't mention one way or the other whether or not you're chayiv or pater when you know that you did a malacha on Shabbos, but you don't know which malacha you did. In the Rambam paskins, you have to know the shame haveira, but he doesn't tell you whether you have to know the shame of the malacha. So the Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Kuf Chaf Aleph, the Minchas Chinuch tries to put these two Rambams together. Says, oh, you see the Rambam is mechayiv you even when you don't know which guf the aver was done on. So kol shekein, you're going to be chayiv when you don't know which malacha you did. So he pointed out, this is the Minchas Chinuch l'shitaso, because the Minchas Chinuch assumes that the relationship between the different malachos is very strong. Really, there's one shem iser for all the malachos on Yontif, on Shabbos. The Torah is mechadish chiluk malachos. Okay, we treat them linyan chivei chato sometimes as being distinct. But our default, our operative assumption is that there's one shem iser for all the malachos. So if the Rambam tells you that you don't have to know which guf the avera was done on, then kol shekein, you wouldn't have to know which malacha you actually did. Because really, all the malachos, the unity between the different malachos is stronger than the unity of a shem iser over two gufim. That's the argument of the Minchas Chinuch. There's another problem in addition to the fact that the Rambam leaves out whether or not you're chayav achatos for not knowing which malacha you did. So there's another problem that the Rambam later on in Hilchos Shkagos, in Perek Ches, so the Rambam there says that you're chayiv in asham talui when you're not sure which malacha you did. That's very strange, because you're only chayiv in asham talui when there's a safek kavua whether you did an iser. So the examples that the Rambam gives in the other halachos there, let's say you know for sure that there's chaylev in front of you, you're just not sure if you ate a shear of chaylev. So there's a suffix whether you did the Avera, but there's vaday the presence of a Shem Isser. That's a Asham Talway. So then the Rambam seems to say, Hu Hadin, if you're not sure which malacha you did on Shabbos, but you're sure that you did a malacha. That's very problematic. Mimanarshach. If all the malachos are Shem Echad, then you vaday did an Isser Do Raisa with a Chiyuv Chatas. There's one Shem Echad to all the malachos. And why you chayv in Asham Talu? You should be chayv achatas. And if all the malachos are 39 distinct shemos iser, then you shouldn't be chayv anything. You shouldn't be chayv even for an Asham Talu, because you don't know if you did this particular aveira or that particular aveira. So Yimanu Shach, if they're 39, so then you should be pater from even an Asham Talu. And if they're one, then you should be chayv achatas. So why is Ram chayv you for Asham Talu? But only when the Shema Isser is present. So if I know there's Chalev in front of me and I'm not sure if I ate enough of it, so the Shema Isser is here, I'm just not sure if I violated it properly. So Asham Talay. But if I'm not sure whether it was Kotzer that was here, or Tochein, or Zoreya, or Zore, then it's a suffix whether that Shema Isser was here. So in Manashach, you shouldn't be, either should be Chayav Achata, so you shouldn't be Chayav in Asham Talay. So maybe what we were maybe Miramis to, I don't know, I wasn't here for that Shir, so we were Miramis to it in Shir, and then I was only listening to it from a recording, so it was like a second-order remez. So I'm not really sure what the remez was. But maybe what we were hinting at was that the Rambam holds that there's some sort of in-between category of the malachos. The very presence of a malacha constitutes the existence of the Shem Isser of Malachos Shabbos. But the lack of a presence of the distinct shemitzer of each particular malacha makes it insufficient for you to be chayav achatas. Maybe the Rambam holds somehow that the chiyuvim of Shabbos fall in between the cracks of a vaday shem iser on each malacha and a vaday shem iser of the klali shem iser of kol malachas together. What? You have to navigate the Silla and the Charybdis of being chayav achatas and not being chayav an asham. Right? I mean, you're caught between a rock and a hard place, right? In cruder terms. Why? Because if you vadai had a shame iser in front of you, so then if all the malachos are lamid tes distinct shameless iser, so then it should be a suffix whether the iser is present. I'm not sure whether or not there was chelev or dam or nosar. I'm not sure which malacha was in front of me. So then I shouldn't be chayv and asham at all. I'm only chayv and asham when there's a vadai presence of the shame iser. If the lama test malachos are one shem iser, then of course I should be chayev achatas even, not just nashem taloi, because I violated iser Shabbos. So on the one hand, either I should be chayev achatas, or I should not be chayev nashem taloi. I'm paskin in between, I'm chayev nashem taloi. Which means that there's a presence of iser, a vadai presence of the iser, but not a vadai avera of an iser. Not a vadai transgression of an iser. Okay? So how could he maintain that? So we're suggesting maybe is that the presence of the general iser of Shabbos is enough to say there's a vadai presence of a distinct shem iser, but that's not enough to mechayev you a specific shem chatas. Okay? I don't know, maybe we got caught by Silla or Charybdis on one side, I'm not sure. So those are two different ways of... Two different nafkamina to our general discussion, lav shebechlalos, and this notion of yediyas achet of the particular malacha, with the Rambam seemingly compromise in between the two extremes. Now then we turn to a couple of important nafkamina to this notion that there's a generic shame iser on Shabbos. We're familiar with the lamitas malachos. Okay, Zareah, Kotzer, Tochein. Is there a general shame iser, not just that includes the lamitas malachos of Shabbos, but one that maybe goes beyond the lamitas malachos? So maybe, let's say, the lamitas malachos and this generic shame iser are not coextensive. I mean, there are some malachos that satisfy the class of losasa kol malacha, but don't satisfy the category of avos malachos. Yakir, did I say that right?
I think so.
Okay. What? Okay, any other mathematicians? I mean, if you have something that satisfies one class but doesn't satisfy the other class, then the two classes aren't coextensive.
Sounds right.
Alright. I'll take it as right. So maybe the class of things that satisfy losasa kol malacha is more expansive than the class of isurim that satisfy the lamentas malachos. So here we pointed to an interesting Rashi in Beit HaChafzayin, Chafzayin in the Beis. Where Rashi tells us that it's asur midoraisa, or there's an iser malacha being machil truma tmeya leklavim on yantif. So what's the iser being machil truma tmeya to klavim? Why can't I give my truma tmeya to the dogs on yantif? So Rashi says because the Torah formulates the iser belashon sreifa. So you see, achshava haTorah lisreifasan. Achshava haTorah lehavarasan hilkach malachahi. Since the Torah formulated the chiyuv of havara of destroying truma tmeya b'lashon sreifa, so you see the Torah considered it to be a malacha. What malacha is it? You violate a malacha when you feed truma tmeya leklavim. What's the which one of the lamentas malachas are you violating? So here we suggest that maybe Rashi is really invoking not one of the lamentas malachos. But there's a generic iser of losasa kol malacha on Shabbos, which extends beyond the lamitas. So it's true that there's no av melacha that forbids being machil leklavim, but this generic iser of losasa kol malacha will include something that the Torah considers to be harmful on Shabbos. So that was one possible raya. Another possible indication of this general principle is the Gemara in Pesachim and Mizayim Beis. There, the Gemara quotes the same Gemara that we have in Makos, about Malkus on Yontif. And the Gemara says, the Gemara's trying to figure out if you do something, how many times your Mabashal get on Nasha on Yontif, how many are you Chayiv? So the Gemara goes through whatever. Mabashal get on Nasha, Bechela Biyomtov. So you get five Malkus. So what are the five? So the Gemara at one point suggests maybe Muktzah is one of them. Maybe Muktzah is one of the things you get Malkus for on Yontif. So the Gemara asks, is Muktzah Daraisahu? Is Muktzah Asami Daraisahu? I'm really in. Dechsev Hayab Yom Hashishi. Vehechinu es hashir yaviyu. Okay, and what's the azhara? What's the azhara for mukta? Milasasa kol melacha. Maybe mukta is included in lasasa kol melacha. Now the Gemara goes back and forth, and the Gemara ends up seemingly to reject this notion that mukta is deoraisa. Okay, but the Meiri on the Gemara, so he quotes some Rishonim who clearly thought that even the maskana mukta is asur midaraisa betoras losasa kol melacha. Okay, so l'kuli alma, we have to figure out what's the havmina that mukta is included in losasa kol melacha. Where was mukta in the Mishkan? Where's mukta in the Mishnah in Shabbos and Daf Ayin Gimel? It's one of the avos melachos. Of course not. But maybe the havmina of the Gemara, according to let's say Rashi, is that mukta would be included in the generic iser of losasa kol melacha, even if it doesn't have a distinct shem iser of an av melacha bifnei atzmo. According to the Meiri, maybe that's even the maskan of the Gemara. Is that mukta will be included in losasa kol melacha, even though it doesn't have a shem av melacha. One more phenomenon that you could explain with this generic shem iser is how some of the Rishonim deal with makah v'patish. Some of the Rishonim and the Yushalmi, Victor was showing the Yushalmi in Halacha Beis, in Perek Zayin Halacha Beis, in Yushalmi Shabbos, and some Rishonim characterize Makah Patish this way, that any melacha, or anything that seems like it should be Asar on Shabbos, but doesn't have a specific definition or a specific tzura, so the Chacham included in Makah Patish. So that's a bit strange, because you would have thought that the melachos are defined specifically. There's a tzura for Zoreya, and there's a tzura for Bona, and each one has a distinct character. So now the Yishami is coming along and telling us that, oh, anything that should be Asar on Shabbos is Asar B'toras Makah V'Patish. What's that antecedent category of things that should be Asar on Shabbos? I thought the Torah Asar Melachos. Right? So it seems like it's circular reasoning to say that things which should have been Asar on Shabbos are Asar B'toras Makah V'Patish if the Malachos are what define the Yisurei Shabbos. If the Avos define Yisurei Shabbos. So again, you could say, to answer this question, that maybe there's a general Isra of Losasa Kol Malacha, and sometimes the Chacham decided to subsume it under Makah V'Patish. Okay, so here actually it's a bit of a different manifestation, because here we're not saying that the category of Losasa Kol Malacha is more expansive than the Avos Malachos. Here we're saying that sometimes we'll read Lo Sasa Kol Malacha into one of the Avos Malachos. But it assumes the antecedent existent of a generic category of Isser Shabbos just with the maskana that it has to be categorized and filed under an Av Malacha.
Does that not negate the original antecedent by saying that it has to be...
It suppresses it under one of the Avos. Well, how do you explain them if you think that they're only...
So
we didn't explain them in Shir. Well, in Shir we didn't explain them because we were pushing the notion that maybe there is a general category of... So there's ways you could explain all these things. First of all, you could say that Psachim is just a Havamina and rejected the Maskana.
Okay.
Beitza, you could read Rashi in all sorts of fantastical ways. I refer you to Aaron Siegel for fantastical readings of Rashi on Chavzayin Mavis. And I refer you to...
What?
No, I did not. I refer you to Kornbluth's rejection of Aaron Siegel's reading of Rashi, which Aaron said he didn't understand, except for when Yakir apparently explained Yosef. So basically, just go to Yakir for Yosef Kornbluth's reading of Rashi on Chav Zayin Mabes.
What about Makar Patish?
The Makar Patish is... I mean, you could say not all the Rishonim hold that Makom Patish is a more expansive category. As some Rishonim push the agenda of Makom Patish as including all these generic things. But the other Rishonim say, no, Makom Patish is, you know, the final stage of each Malacha. Not that, oh, this really should be Asar and Shabbos, let's call it Makom Patish. Because then they're not acknowledging the existence of the antecedent category.
And just get rid of Yerushalmi Shabbos.
Yeah, maybe Bavli is Cholik on Yerushalmi, which you'd say in many places. Maybe there's a fourth, also a fourth raya to this yesod is maybe from Mechamer. Mechamer may have a separate Gzeres HaKosev to tell you that Mechamer is Asar and Shabbos. But it might be that really Mechamer is Nichlal in a broader category of Losasa Kol Melacha. So for example, the Aruch Laner, which Yoni and Hanan pointed out in Shir, the Aruch Laner in Sanhedrin on that Tosos of Lav Shebechlalos, so they suggest, the Aruch Laner suggests that maybe Tosos is Chiddush of Losasa Kol Melacha Savod Losasu is just by Yom Tov. But on Shabbos, let's say there's a more generic Shemeser. It's counterintuitive, counter to what we were suggesting in Shir. But there he says, if that's really true, then Mechamer maybe should be a Lav Shebechlalos. Because Mechamer is part of this broader category of Losasa Kol Melacha. So it's clear that he would acknowledge that on Shabbos, this Kolel Isser of Losasa Kol Melacha would include something like Mechamer. Maybe it would include also something like Havara, if Lamand Amar Lelav Yata. Maybe it would include something like Hotzah, if you hold that Hotzah is not one of the Avos and it's really just like a Lav. Okay, so it could be that Mechamer and those satellite Yisurim of Shabbos might be included in this general Yisr Klali. Good? Pushing the agenda of this broader Yisr Klali on Shabbos helps us to explain the relationship between Yisr Melacha of Shabbos and Yisr Melacha of Yom Tov. If it's really true that Yesh Chilik Melachos L'Shabbos Ve'in Chilik Melachos L'Yom Tov, and in the extreme sense that means that on Shabbos there are 39 Shemos Yisr and on Yom Tov there's only one, then how do you account for the fact that the makar for Isser Yontif is Shabbos? How do 39 become one from one limud? But if you explain that in addition to the 39 distinct Shemos Isser, there's also an umbrella concept of Malacha Shabbos, then that might be what we're extending over to Yontif, not the distinct Shemos Isser of each Malacha. So here we turn to the nature of Isser Malacha on Yom Tov. And not only does that reflect back on the broader umbrella category of Isra Malacha of Shabbos, of Isra Klali, but it also will tell us something very interesting about Malachas Hotzah. The Gemara in Beitza on Daf Yud Beis has a machlokas whether Erev v'Hotzah v'Yom Tov. Is there an Isra of Hotzah on Yom Tov? And the Gemara quotes a pasuk from Yirmiyah, which says that only on Shabbos there's an Isra Hotzah. In Yom Tov, there's no Isra Hotzah. So why is Hotzah absent from Malachas Yom Tov? Isn't it just a transposition of the Malachas Shabbos onto Yom Tov? So why are some of the Malachas missing? Why is Hotzah not in the Surei Yom Tov? So if you look, for example, at the Tosas HaRosh on Beis Amid Aleph, the Tosas HaRosh says, you know why, very simple, because in Yom Tov, the Torah asked Lo Sasa Malacha. And Hotzah is not a Malacha. Rashi and Beitza also seems to say something very similar. That Hotzah is not considered a Malacha, and therefore it's not going to be included in the Malachos of Yom Tov. So what does that mean? Does it mean that there's a different definition of Malacha with respect to Yom Tov than for Shabbos? On Shabbos, the Torah says, Lo Sase Kol Malacha. And Kol is inclusive, so Kol maybe includes something like a weaker Malacha like Hotzah. And Yom Tov, the Torah is a little more particular. Lo Sase Malacha. It's more defined. Or does it mean that on Shabbos, so the Yisurim are Avos Malachos, or things that you find in the Mishkan. So Hotzah, which is considered an Av Malacha, so maybe that'll be Aser on, so that's Aser on Shabbos. But on Yontif, where the Iser is just Lo Sase Kol Malacha, then maybe Hotzah won't be included. Meaning, are we recognizing that on Shabbos there are two different categories? One of Losase Kol Melacha and one of Avos Melachos. And on Yom Tov, we're only incorporating the category of Losase Kol Melacha. Or are we saying that there's a different definition of melacha, of losasa melacha, with respect to Shabbos than there is on Yom Tov? Now, if you say the former, so then there has to be some sort of generic shem iser with respect to Shabbos. And not only does it serve to bind the different lametes melachos into one category, it actually doesn't include certain things that are in the avos melachos. So what's going on? Why are there differences between these melachos of Shabbos and the melachos of Yom Tov? So the first thing we looked at was the Mishnah in Beitza on the Mishnah in Megillah on Daf Zayin. Ein bein Shabbos liyom tov ala heter ochal nefesh bilvad. What does that mean, that there's no difference between Shabbos and Yom Tov except for Ochal Nefesh? So the Mishnah itself is very strange. That's the only difference. Rashi and Tosfos already point out that there's a difference in terms of the Chumras HaOnesh. There's a difference in terms of the level of punishment. The Rambam already asked, what about Mitoch? Right? Isn't there also a difference in Mitoch Shehutra Letzorech, Hutchanami Shelo Letzorech? So there's another difference between Melechas Shabbos and Melechas Yom Tov, Ochal Nefesh and Mitoch. What about Chiluk Malachos? Isn't Chiluk Malachos a difference between Shabbos and Yom Tov? What about Hotzah, according to the Ma'an Damar, Ein Erva Hotzah Li Yom Tov? Isn't that also a difference between Melechas Shabbos and Melechas Yom Tov? What about Havara, according to Tosas and Psachim Dafei and Tosas and Psachim and Beitza, Tosas and Beitza and Chavzayin, or Chavav, that Havara, Le Ma'an Damar, Le Lav Yatzas, is not Asar Yom Tov? So you have a whole list of things that differentiate Isar Shabbos from Isser Yom Tov. So why does the Mishnah just tell us Ochal Nefesh? Then you have another problem when you look at the difference between Shabbos and Yom Tov. And that's just the way the Psukim characterize Shabbos' relationship with Yom Tov. Right, if you look in the beginning of Parshas HaMoadim, so the Torah begins with the Moadim, goes back to Shabbos, and it comes back to the Moadim. So what is the Torah trying to say, that Shabbos, the Isser Malacha of Shabbos, is included in the category of Isser Malacha of Yom Tov, or is the Torah trying to tell you that they're different? As we saw the Gra, says that the Torah didn't mean to talk about Shabbos there, it was really referring to the Yamim Tovim. And the Ramban goes back and forth. The Ramban says that, first he says, oh, maybe we're calling Shabbos a Yom Tov because Shabbos really is a kind of a Yom Tov. Shabbos Ikri Yom Tov, or Yom Tov Ikri Shabbos. And the Ramban goes back, and the Ramban says, not really. The Ramban says, the Torah is trying to tell you that Isser Malach of Shabbos is totally distinct from the Isser Malach of Yom Tov. Don't think that there's a heter ochal nefesh on Shabbos when it falls out on Yom Tov. So Torah is dafka trying to contrast them. So what's going on? Why is there some sort of ambiguity in the relationship between Isser Malach of Shabbos and Isser Malach of Yom Tov? So in order to understand this relationship, we suggested three possible models. Three possible models as to why we find the heter ochal nefesh on Yom Tov but not on Shabbos. So the first was that on Yom Tov you have a greater chi of simcha and a stronger chi of suda than you have on Shabbos. What accounts for the heter ochal nefesh then is that chi of simcha and suda. So on Yom Tov, where you have a chi of suda and simcha, so that's going to override the Isser Malacha of Yom Tov. On Shabbos, where you don't have a chi of simcha and suda, or the chi of suda is not as strong, so then you're not going to have a heter ochal nefesh. That's one model, and that assumes that the Isser Malacha of Shabbos and Yom Tov are identical. The variance is only with respect to the dechia, or the juggernaut, of simcha and suda. So that you have to speak to Yoni in the back, and Yoni will share with you the actual demonstration of what a juggernaut is. I'm serious. I'll forward it to this year if you allow me to. Can I? Gotcha. Alright. So there might be something very, very teeth in what the notion of a juggernaut is with respect to Shabbos. But that's one model. The other model is to say is that the Chi of Suda and Simcha are the same, but the Isser Malacha of Yom Tov is more kal than the Isser Malacha of Shabbos. Just like you find the Onesh of Isser Malacha on Yom Tov is lighter than the Isser Malacha of Shabbos. So that assumes the Chi of Simcha and Suda is the same. The difference lies in the level or the chumrah of the Isser Malacha. So on Shabbos, where the Isser Malacha is more chumrah, so we're not going to allow the Simcha and Suda to be docha the Isser Melacha, on Yontif, for the Isser Melacha's Kal, the Chiyuv Suda and Simcha will be Doche. The third possibility is that the Torah really delineated two separate categories of Melacha. One of them is a category of Melacha with respect to Shabbos, or Lo Sase Kol Melacha, where every Melacha is intrinsic to the Kedushas Hayom, which means that the source of Isser Melacha of Shabbos comes from the Pesukim in Bereishis. The theme of Shabbos is Shvisa Mimelacha, Kivo Shabbos Kel Mikol Melachto. So therefore, the essence of Shvisa Shabbos is cessation of Melacha. So each Melacha now is going to be a stira to the Kedusha Shabbos. Each Melacha undermines the foundation of what Shabbos was molded around. On Yontif, so the Torah didn't forbid Kol Melacha, each Melacha as an intrinsic Isser in the Kedusha Sayom. Torah tells us that Yontif has to be a Yom Kadosh, Mikra Kodeshu. It's supposed to be a time of Suda, Simcha, it's supposed to be a time of Mikra Kodesh, where you're involved in religious activities. And the only way to ensure that you're going to have a Mikra Kodesh is by imposing an Isser Melacha on the day. Otherwise, there'll be nothing that makes Yontif distinct from Kol Yimos HaShavua. So whereas on Shabbos, Isser Melacha is built into the very essence of Shabbos, on Yontif, Melacha is something that's imposed superficially. So now you're going to have a difference. Yesh chilek Melachos l'Shabbos, ein chilek Melachos l'Yom Tov. On Shabbos, each Melacha is significant. On Yontif, the Melachos have a utility in that they make Shabbos different, but it's all just the hechatimtzi of making Shabbos different. So the Melachos all serve the same purpose. Similarly, the Ochal Nefesh on Yom Tov is going to relate to the essence of the Kedushas Hayom. The Kedushas Hayom is Mikra Kodesh. So let's look at the relative significance of Isser Melacha and the Chiyuv Seuda and Achila V'Shtiya. On Shabbos, they don't relate to each other. The Mechayiv of Isser Melacha is, let's say, the Kedushas Hayom of Shvisa, Kivo Shavas Kel Mikom Melachto. And yeah, there's also a Chiyuv of Oneg independently. But what's at, let's say, the front of Isser Shabbos is Isser Melacha. That's the essence of the day. On Yontif, that relationship is inverted. The Isser Melacha is artificial to the day. It's imposed in order to preserve the Mikra Kodesh. So to the extent that Isser Melacha preserves Mikra Kodesh, so then Isser Melacha applies. But to the extent that that Isser Melacha becomes a stira to Mikra Kodesh, so then Heter Ochal Nefesh wins out and the Melacha is not going to be Aser. So this works out very nicely with what the Ramach quotes from the Yireim in Perek Aleph of Hilchos Yom Tov, that the source of Heter Ochal Nefesh is really from Mikra Kodesh. The reason why you extend Heter Ochal Nefesh to all the different regalim is because the Heter Ochal Nefesh is a function of Mikra Kodesh. So I think that's an interesting question, just how you define something that undermines the Mikra Kodesh. Do you define it in terms of its utility in each situation, or do you define it in a more objective way? These Melachos are not contradictory to Melachas Yom. They're not contradictory to Kedushas Yom Tov.
Whether it's just these melachos are usually not against Yontif, then why would there be a concept of Shavuot Kol Nefesh? It shouldn't matter. Melachos are a problem.
Why? The Rosh Shavuot, that's just a way of defining what's built into the Mikra Kodesh. So is it subjective or is it objective?
Shavuot Kol Nefesh are, but the melacha, I mean,
right.
So you differentiate even within each melacha.
There. Right.
But not.
No, it's not so. Lora Choka Yimimani, right? It's not such a big Kiddush.
We're playing both sides. Right.
Good.
Because what did the Rosh say?
So the Ramah says that the source of Mikra Kodesh, the source of Heter Ruach HaNefesh is from Mikra Kodesh. That's what it extends it to all the regalim. Since all the regalim say Mikra Kodesh, so Heter Ruach HaNefesh will apply. Yeah, he's quoting the Sifrei. Right, they point that out. Right, you want to read it? Right, the conduit through which you extend it is through Mikra Kodesh. Right.
Why does it apply to Shabbos also? It also says Mikra Kodesh of Shabbos.
Right, so that's the Mikra Kodesh of Shabbos is defined by Esther Malacha, maybe. I think we mentioned this in the Yom Kippur Shir, that Mikra Kodesh adapts to the nature of each day. So Yom Kippur also, the Shiloh is on Yom Kippur, is the Mikra Kodesh Inuyim, or is the Mikra Kodesh Isra Malacha? But on Shabbos, less madapalik that the Mikra Kodesh is Isra Malacha. On Yontif, the Mikra Kodesh is like what the Ramban says, oh, going to Shul and turning it into a Yom Kadosh, through how you commit yourself to the day. But the Malacha is always in the backdrop. It's not built into the Kedushas Hayom. So similarly, so when you look at the Rishonim who try to distinguish between Kedusha Shabbos and Kedusha Yom Tov, so it's very striking that they point to Heter Ochal Nefesh. Meaning, how would you try to show that Yom Tov and Shabbos are Shtei Kedushas? Or how would you try to show that they're different halachic entities? So the Ra'ah comments that the reason why you make Havdalah between Shabbos and Yom Tov is because of that difference in Heter Ochal Nefesh. Why is he pointing to Heter Ochal Nefesh? If Heter Ochal Nefesh was something extrinsic, I'd say it was just a Dechiyah of Simchas Yom Tov, then would that be sufficient to account for the Lashon of Bein Kedusha LeKedusha and Havdalah? He's pointing to a difference in the Kedusha Sayom. The Sefer HaManig, so he argues that there's more of a problem to fast on Shabbos than there's a problem to fast on Yom Tov. Why? Shouldn't Yom Tov, doesn't Yom Tov have a Chiyav Suda maybe, a Chiyav Simcha? The Sefer HaManig argues no. The Kedusha Yom Tov is weaker than the Kedusha Shabbos. V'haraya Heter Ochal Nefesh. Now that's completely counterintuitive. Because if anything, Heter Ochal Nefesh points to a Chiyav Suda. So Heter Ochal Nefesh tells you there's a Chiyav Suda, right? And yet he's arguing that there's a greater problem to fast on Shabbos because it doesn't have Heter Ochal Nefesh. How does that make sense? What? Heter Ochal Nefesh points to a Chiyav Suda, right? So there's Heter Ochal Nefesh on Yom Tov, then I have to eat. And yet the Ma'anig is pointing out that there's a greater problem in fasting on Shabbos than on Yom Tov. But the answer has to be that he thinks that Heter Ochal Nefesh is an indication of the nature of the Kedusha Sayom. So the Kedusha Sayom of Shabbos is greater because its Isra Malacha is stronger. And that spills over into all aspects of the Kedusha Sayom. The Isra Malacha of Yom Tov, the Kedusha Sayom of Yom Tov is weaker, the Haraya we allow Ochal Nefesh. So that's his way of trying to show that just the nature of Kedusha Shabbos and the nature of Kedusha Yom Tov are inherently distinct. The Ma'anig in the beginning of Hilchos Rosh Hashanah. Similarly, the Kolbo in first of all, I have to tell a story that my father was being a little he's being very humble yesterday. The reason why he was thrown off with the Ravon, with the why he thought it was the Ravon who says this Shita, because he told me that one time he was in Eretz Yisrael and Rav Lichtenstein asked him, he's like, you know, do you know of the Ravon that says that the difference between Kedusha, the reason why there's greater Isser fasting on Shabbos, more so on Yom Tov, is related to Heter Ochal Nefesh. So my father said, oh, I never saw it in the Ravan, but I saw it in the Sefer HaManig, who probably is quoting the Ravan. And then you look back in the Ravan, you look back in the Sefer HaManig, and the Sefer HaManig quotes the Shita, and he says, Avan on the bottom. So it really looks like he's quoting the Ravan, right? So my father was kind of like thrown off by the assumption that it was the Ravan who said the Shita. But the truth is that the Sefer HaManig, his name is also Elazar ben Nasan Hayarchi. So he signs like every section with Avan. So it looks like he's quoting the Ravan throughout his entire Sefer. But really, he's saying his own things and he just signs them Avan in the bottom of every... Well?
Maybe I wasn't being found it actually in the Ravon.
No, because he said he looked back in the Ravon and he didn't find it. Right. Now, normally I would say look harder, but if Rav Hanan said he didn't find it, then it's not there. So all these sources point to the fact that there's a fundamental difference in the Kedushas Hayom based off the Heter Ochel Nefesh. The Kolbo also makes a very similar point with respect to Shalosh Sudos. The Gemara learns out Shalosh Sudos from Hayom, Hayom, Hayom. As the Torah says, Hayom, Hayom, three times with respect to Shabbos. So the Gemara says in Perakol Kisvei that you see you have a Chiv to have Gimel Sudos. So the Rishonim will ask, well, is there a Chiv Sudos on Yontif? The Amam Paskins, yes. A lot of other Rishonim say no. So the Sefer HaMe'oros and the Kolbo both say that it does not apply to Yontif because, A, the whole limud in the Gemara is a Chiddush, right? It's a very strange limud of Hayom, Hayom, Hayom. And therefore, in the Chabo al Chidusha. So now the only Shaila is, does it apply to Shabbos or does it apply to Yontif? It's not going to apply to both. So they both say that we're going to apply it to Shabbos. Why? Because Shabbos has no Heter Ochel Nefesh. So you see that Shabbos is more chomer than Yom Tov. Aye, but once again, this is talking about a Chiyuv Suda. So if anything, a Heter Ochel Nefesh assumes that there's a greater Chiyuv Suda on Yontif. But you see that they're arguing to the contrary. They're arguing that the Heter Ochel Nefesh doesn't tell you anything about the Chiyuv Suda. Rather, it tells you about just the intrinsic Kedusha inherent to the day. So now, if this is true, then you could also understand why the Torah kind of combines the Shem Malacha of Shabbos and the Shem Malacha of Yom Tov, but yet is mafsik in between them. The Torah starts with Yontif, goes back to Shabbos, and then is mafsik again and says Eilam Moadei Hashem. So what we're suggesting is that really, yeah, there are two dinim to Malacha Shabbos. With respect to the Shem Isser Klali, so that extends over to Yom Tov. Yom Tov borrows the template of Isser Malacha of Shabbos. So in that sense, they're similar. But in terms of the character of the Isser Malacha, so then you need to be mafsik in between the Isser Malacha of Shabbos and the Isser Malacha of Yom Tov. Because in terms of the character of the Malacha, they serve two very different purposes relative to each of their days. This distinction is very meduyak in the Rambam's formulation, in that the Rambam quotes the discrepancy between Ochel Nefesh and Yom Tov and Ochel Nefesh and Shabbos in the mitzvahs asay of Isser Malacha de Yom Tov. Why should he talk about in the mitzvah asay of Isser Malacha? Shouldn't he have said, look, there's lo sasei malacha of Shabbos, there's lo sasei malacha on Yom Tov. And they're different for the reason of Ochel Nefesh. But according to what we were explaining, so where does the Heter Ochel Nefesh of Malachas Yom Tov stem from? Or what's more important to Yontif? The lo sasei of lo sasei kol malacha or the asay? So we're suggesting since the nature of Heter Ochel Nefesh really stems, let's say, from the Mikra Kodesh of Yom Tov, not from an intrinsic violation of Kol Melacha Melacha, then what's really significant in Yom Tov is the Mitzvah Saseh of Shvisa, not the Lo Saseh Kol Melacha, which would put a greater emphasis on each Melacha, which would put a greater emphasis on objective Isser Melacha. In terms of the Mitzvah Saseh of Shvisa, that's the Iker Shvisa of Yom Tov. So that's where the Rambam is going to pinpoint the difference between Shabbos and Yom Tov. What? So we're assuming that Shvisa was something that's related to the assay of the day is something that's less intrinsically associated with the Kedushas Hayom than, meaning on Shabbos we were arguing that what's essential to Shabbos, Rambam starts off with Perek Aleph, which is all about Isser Malacha. Shvisa, which Rambam throws in afterwards in the end of Hilchos Shabbos. But on Yontif, the whole purpose of the Isser Malacha is really just to create Shvisa, to create a day which could be turned into a Mikra Kodesh. So therefore, you're not going to emphasize Lo Sasa Kol Malacha, because Lo Sasa Kol Malacha on Yom Tov is only significant insofar as it creates a Shvisa for Mikra Kodesh. Right, so you're not involved in other things. And finally, this also explains why, according to Rashi, you would never have a Havamina that Davar HaAved should be Mutter on Yontif. Rashi explained that Melech HaSavoda is to tell you that Davar Aved is not Mutter on Yontif. Ramban said, well, if that's really true, it should also, the Torah should have had to tell you that Davar Aved is not Mutter on Shabbos. Why does the Torah only tell me that there's no Davar Aved from Melech HaSyom Tov? Maybe I'd have a Havamina that Davar Avid is Mutar on Shabbos. So we suggested that no, of course you never have such a Havamina with respect to Shabbos. On Shabbos, so the Isser Malacha is what characterizes the Kedushas Hayom. So there's never any way of getting around Isser Malacha on Yom Tov except for something like Pikuach Nefesh for Shabbos. But on Yontif, where the Isser Malacha is only there insofar as it's a Kiyum in the Mikra Kodesh, so then there's a Havamina that you'd have much more fluidity in allowing Malachas under different contexts. So Dafka with respect to Yom Tov, you need a Chiddush to tell you that there's no Malachas, there's no Malacha for Davar Aved, but on Shabbos you never would have had such a Havamina. So now just the question remains, so in the end of the day, so what's the difference between, so it's true that they serve different purposes, it's true that in Yontif, Malachas could have one shame because it serves, let's say, some sort of utility in defining the Mikra Kodesh. But the shaila is, how do you account for the differences in the definitions of the Malacha? How do you account for the fact that Hotzah is considered a Malacha with respect to Shabbos, but not with respect to Yom Tov? How do you account for the fact that just what's defined as Asar on Yom Tov with respect to seemingly Malachos are different from Shabbos? So that remains to be seen when we discuss Hotzah Malacha Gruhi. So that will pick up with next week, Mr. Shem.